It's Charlie Puth with Mikey on the Random 30. I just want attention. You don't want my
heart. Baby, you just hate the Charlie, how you doing, man?
Feeling good. Feeling very good. Feeling leopardy right now.
Yeah, I was going to say that very leopardy. Whereabouts are you in the world? Where are we talking to you from?
I'm on the beach in California. I usually would do this inside, but it's just too nice of a sunset right now. So I figured I'd stay out here and talk to you from out here.
I can see the reflection in the glass behind you. Is that the waves that I'm hearing? Is that how close you are?
Yeah. Should I go? Is it too loud? Should I can actually go inside.
No, it's actually great. Oh, it's okay. So good. Mate, so good to catch up with you. Plenty to talk to you about. Of course, your new single, Light Switch, which is out right now. Your new album is on the way as well. Plenty to talk about that. I want to get started, though, with talking about a track that has just globally gone ridiculous that you wrote, and that's Stay, the Kid Laroi and JB. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never. Talking about that, if I can, mate, what... How did you come up with that idea, and are you bummed you didn't keep it yourself?
Well, I'll answer your first question. Laroi is a genius.
Isn't he what? He's so incredible.
He's so incredible and has such a unique tone to his voice. And Bieber really did his thing, too. They're both wonderful. It was like a match made in heaven. So I wasn't supposed to write a song that day, and... My friends are friends with him, and they were working on his project. And we shook hands. It was very nice to meet each other. He said, "Puth, go play something on the keyboard." Right after we introduced ourselves, he said, "Go play something on the keyboard." And the first thing I did was, "All right, he's a rapper. Why not give him some pop shit?" Bum ba ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba ba ba. It's like a banjo sound from the 80s. And I'm like, there's nothing's going to happen from this. But he got on the microphone. And he was like, "I do the same thing I told you that I never would." Just mimicking my piano melody, which is something I would have never thought of, which is why collaboration is so cool.
Yeah.
He got on there note for note. And I just thought that was so ingenious. And he wrote that whole, I watched him write that whole chorus. And it's really rare for me to like not suggest multiple things, but the only thing that I suggested was at the end of the chorus. It originally went, "I need you to stay, yeah, yeah." I said, I realized his voice could go really high. I'm like, Laroi, sing, "I need you to stay, because I can kind of hear all his fans screaming that along. And I've never been more impressed, man. That was such a, it was a wonderful mixture of music and people. It was just it's how writing a song is really supposed to be. Such a talent.
Wow. What a piece of work. And where did JB come into this? Did you contact JB? Did Laroi do that? How did JB get on this?
It was all Laroi. I think they became friendly with each other. And apparently Justin really loved the song. And Justin, by the way, wrote his whole, "When I'm away from you, I miss your touch." That's all him. Apparently, he freestyled that. I wasn't there when he did that, but he really added a lot of value to that record. And to answer that second question of yours, I don't regret not keeping it because it was never really my song.
Right.
It was really, Laroi put in so much of his musicianship into that. I mean, you can hear some of my musical DNA in there a little bit, but it's really his.
Unreal. What a great story, man. What a great story. Let's talk about Light Switch. I love the video to this, by the way. Very very cheeky, very aerobic style. I like that. So talking about the song itself, Light Switch, what is the story on that, man?
I realized it had been 4 years since I put out an album, and it was a really long time went by since anyone had heard anything from me. So I opened up TikTok and was like, you know what? I need to prove that I'm actually working, because it doesn't matter how many tweets I make. Nobody's going to believe me at this point. They're like, yeah, You said this a year ago. I want to prove that I'm actually working. So I like to come up with a little joke song. I'm like a not serious song just to get my brain moving. And I found a little beatbox looper, not a beatbox, with a little, just a drum machine loop. And then I put a bass to it. And then I realized, and you see me, if you watch the TikTok, you see me mid-camera realize, this shit's actually kind of rocking. And then I kept adding to it. And then I'm like, wait, is this actually a song? And then I saw the light switch, and I had wanted to write a song with a sound effect in it for a really long time. I just didn't know what the sound effect was. And I saw the light switch, and no pun intended, a light went off in my head. Lame. And it all just came together kind of in, it's the first time where everything's come together. Well, not the first time, but like a pretty significant time where everything just came together in front of myself. I wasn't around anybody.
Yeah. This is really interesting. Like the two of the things that you've said in our chat so far about the Kid Laroi and what he did to create such the hit, and you referring to the basic thing of a light switch to create a really sick song. It's right, so right. Interesting how artists find those little things to create something so big.
Yeah. I think it's just as long as the beat's rocking and can kind of make you dance. Like this snare on that song is aggressive. I sought out to make a super aggressive snare. There's somebody like surfing like right now. Like, oh yeah, they're like surfing in the air right now. You probably see this in Australia all the time, but it's very rare for me to see someone on a surfboard flying in the air. I think they have like an electric propeller on it or something. Anyway,
is it a kite surfer?
It's no, they has. Like a it has like a motor in the back of it. He's in the air, whatever, it doesn't matter. I need like the beat. If the beat's rocking, you can make the song as weird as you want, and this is a weird song. I cannot believe how well it's doing. I mean, I can, but I didn't know it was going to do this well.
Well, finally, we have the new music from you, talking about the video clip to this. Very quirky, very very funny and very cool. Who designed this? Was this your idea? Because what has Lycra Aerobics got to do with a light switch?
It's just the music video is my brain, honestly. I came up with the idea with Christian, who directed the video. And I just called him one day and I said, man, I want to be out of shape in the beginning of the video. And throughout the video, you seem to progressively get more in shape. And then I'm outside her house and I'm there to win her back. And there she is with somebody new who looks exactly like I did in the very beginning of the video. And I don't know why I want it to be like that. I just feel it in my bones. And I'm just like when I made the song, I'm just going with my gut reaction from now on.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant. And of course, this is from your forthcoming album. How's the preparations from that? And what's the story in the album? What is the overall story that you're sharing in this album?
Well, I'm oversharing. I'm usually usually artists go away for years and nobody hears anything from them, and then one day they just drop some shit and it's like the biggest thing ever. But I kind of want to be the antithesis of that, and just I want everybody to know every song on the album, all 12 songs on the album, which they already kind of do. I amongst Light Switch, I've teased songs like That's Hilarious and Loser, and There's a First Time for Everything and Smells Like Me. These are all songs that are going to appear on the album, which is called Charlie, by the way, because what sounds corny is that I have never made such authentic music. But for me, that's a big deal because I never really made music that truly, truly felt authentic to me, except We Don't Talk Anymore. And I'm only one call away.
I'll be there to save the day. Okay, so your previous three albums, you don't find it, I guess, like you compared to this album? This one's completely like a new road for you? Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, partially. I'm telling too much of the truth. I might as well write a song called This Is My Social Security Number, because I am giving so much away about what is in my brain and what goes on in my head. And you know, you kind of got an idea of what my personality is like from watching all the the TikToks, but now it's time to just put that into the music as well to go alongside those internet things.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You said you hadn't been doing some music for 4 years, and well, it's been 4 years since you've had it. Have you been working on this for that 4 years, or did you have some downtime, some chill, and then you got back into it? What was the plan for the 4 years?
In 2019, my music sucked. I did not like the music I was making. I was pretending to be the cool guy. I shaved my head. I was totally not with it. I'm not saying I was lost. I just wasn't telling the truth. Right. And the people that I was surrounding myself with at the time weren't really facilitating an environment for me to be truthful with myself. But I got away with that. It took a year and it was very hard. And I dealt with that privately. And the pandemic hit and it was kind of a forced break for all of us. And we fell in love with the internet and, you know, its corniness, because corniness is now cool. Being unapologetic, like Lil Nas X is not corny, but he's showcasing all of his music and his personality online almost over, like, unapologetically. Like,
yeah.
Go on TikTok, all you see is Lil Nas X. And that's kind of where I got the idea from. I just kind of tweaked it a little bit and put my own spin on oversharing.
So cool. I mean, we just started this year, man. I mean, are there plans for a tour? Could we see you here in Australia?
You have no idea how badly I want to go to Australia.
Come now.
Now it's difficult if I go places alone, but I just would do it. I don't care. Like, I love Australia so much. And even though I've never been to Australia, y'all show me so much love on the radio. On everything. Like, the fact that this song is doing so well in Australia and I haven't ever been there means a whole lot and just shows a lot about the character of your people. So cheers to that.
We need to wind back. You've never been to Australia, man. What are you doing? We want you here.
No, I don't know what I don't know what the deal is, but they're going to put me there this year.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll now need to make sure that happens. Yeah. Very, very cool. Mate, new single, Light Switch, it's out right now. It's from the new forthcoming album, which is very cool. Charlie Pooh, thanks so much for hanging, dude.
Thanks for the question, man. I appreciate it.